You see, guys, there are very few people in the world today doing it right. And there's a lot more people that could easily do it right. But you just want to know something? It takes two people to get the job done correctly. That is man and woman together. You can be as perfect as anything, as a partner, as a man or a woman, but it takes two to get it done. And that is the issue we are faced with today in modern society. There are so many men. No wife, no kids, no family, nothing. And female nature today has been exposed on levels that I cannot even elaborate on fully. Like I can, and I have, but it doesn't even do justice, man. Like everything, so many situations you find yourself in, it's just going to be a lie. How many times, bro, have we invested into a woman? And we were certain it's going to work out. We were certain this was going to be the one. We were certain we're going to end up being with her, have a family and kids with her, and all this other kind of stuff. And it doesn't happen. And you know why? Because of female nature and these things. That is why. As long as these cell phones come into play, a woman can make a few messages and get a man to literally fly her somewhere, drive to her house to pick her up, to take her wherever. And the amount of men that are there, it is endless. If you're a half good-looking female, you can do pretty much whatever you want, whenever you want. Pretty much whenever you want, whenever you want. What has this done? This has made women terrible people. This has made women more narcissistic than ever before. Why? Because they can. If you let a child get away with whatever they want, they will. You have to tell a child, no, you can't do this, and raise them correctly. We are now living in a world where women can do whatever they want, and they're doing it. If they can get away with it, they will. So when you guys actually think about it, why would a woman be in a relationship today and be a half-decent human being when she doesn't have to? There are women who are doing it. There are women who are clearly in relationships doing it because they have some morals and values still. And let's give them a round of applause because they're half-decent human beings. Congratulations to the real women that's still in this world because there's not many. Women are inherently lazy creatures. And from what I've seen, not only from myself, but from so many other guys, they have done so much for women, for their relationships. And at the time, these women love all that you give them, all that you do for them. But months in, it gets wrecked. It gets ruined. Because these women are narcissistic. These women believe they deserve the world and princess treatment and all this kind of stuff. You give it to them, and they abuse it. And you start to not take that stuff no more, and now you have conflict, and now you have arguments, and now everything is going to hell. And you know what they do instead of fixing themselves on their end? Because eventually, in a relationship with a woman, the truth is going to show. And they're very good at acting good for months. But when the truth comes to light, it gets ugly real quick. These women, instead of fixing themselves, instead of doing the work that they need to do to be better women, they stay awful people, they'll leave the current relationship that was so good for them, and they'll go to somebody else who is unaware of their narcissism. That is what they do. They're going to go to some other guy because they have this, who is unaware of their deep, dark secrets, of their narcissism, of their borderline insanity behavior. And they act all like that again, all sweet and stuff, and they get all this great treatment. The devil shows after months, and they dip again. They go to somebody else. They do the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. They monkey branch, bro. These women are full-on narcs today. And let me tell you guys something. Do guys have the privilege to do this? No, they don't. In no way, shape, or form are men and women equal. I don't want to hear the BS coming out of anybody's mouth. Oh, there's bad men too. There's this. It's not all women. Da-da-da-da-da. It's mainly women. Yeah, there's not all great men in the world, sure. Men don't have the privilege to come even close to what women can pull off today. Not even close. In a relationship, it's not a woman who comes in and invests a whole bunch of money and resources and everything else. Women lose nothing when they break up with a man, and that's why they break up with a man. That is why they do it. Because they don't lose anything. That's why women leave men so much more. Because when a man is in a relationship, from the very first date, he's giving. He's giving his money, he's giving his resources, he's giving his time. Men don't want to invest into something and give up. Why would a man want to build a house halfway and then just stop? It's stupid. So why would a man want to invest thousands of dollars into a woman over the course of months? Because that's what you will spend. If you're with a woman for even months, you're going to spend thousands of dollars. Why would a man want to spend thousands of dollars on a woman and for it to end and then just start to spend thousands on somebody else and then somebody else, so you just lost thousands and thousands of dollars on nothing? But if that's your girl, if that's your wife, you would do anything for her. You would buy her a new car. You would make sure she's taken care of. Because it's your woman. And she's going to benefit you as well. She's going to be in the home, taking care of the home, probably cooking and cleaning and doing some stuff. You would give her the world. And that's the way it used to be. But times have changed. Now we're living in a time where this plays a factor. You could invest a whole bunch into a woman. Months in, she shows her true colors. Unbearable. Like borderline insanity. And you've spent all that time, all that money's down the drain, and you invested into an absolute demon, a witch. And it's, you know, if you guys are going to date women today, you guys have to tell yourself, whatever you do, whatever you invest, whatever you get her, you're okay with losing it. Because if you don't do that, you will lose your mind. In the relationship I was last in, it's exactly what I told myself, and it saved me a lot. I did so much. Even when they came back to my house to pick up the rest of their stuff, I gave them even more. And you guys might say, oh, bro, I wouldn't have done that, da-da-da. There was other stuff she had here. There were snacks and stuff that was still here. I could have kept those. I could have kept those big bags of popcorn and everything else. I gave her the whole load. I gave her everything that I didn't even want here no more. And that's because I was okay with it. I was okay because I told myself while in the relationship, Because things would get bad at times. The relationship I was in last year, things would get bad at times. And I told myself, obviously I see what this person's state of mind is like, and it's not good. It's not good at all. And this is scary. This is legitimately scary. And you know what? I had lots of love for this person. It's hard to just walk away from somebody. I simply can't do it. I would suffer for somebody I love for, bro. That's just how I am. And I did it. I literally did that. And yeah, I knew how dangerous of a situation this was. And I told myself partway through, yeah, I'm going to, while she's in my life, if it lasts forever, if it doesn't, I'm okay with whatever I continue to do for her. And if it doesn't work out, I'm okay with it. So that saved me big time when things ended. In fact, I gave her more whenever they came here to pick up the rest of the stuff. I gave her even more than I should have. But, you know, I felt, yeah, I'll do that. I wasn't like, oh, I can't believe this is done. I'm just going to give her her own stuff and I'm not going to give her anything else. That's not the mindset I had. I'm good. What happened has happened. Tried. And that's it. So, yeah, man. The world we're in today. So many men that should have wives, family, kids. I should probably have that stuff right now. Probably should. I was so close so many times. And it's not that it won't happen. I genuinely believe that is going to happen for myself. But everything happens for a reason. But there's so many men today that are in that position. And I truly believe it's as bad as it is today because of the world we're currently in. Female nature is unhinged. Female nature is on steroids. Because of this. And this makes women such less people than they used to be. Women are fractions of what they used to be because of the cell phone. Because they can get away with it. They're allowed to get away with it. If they're involved in something and there's some adversity and it forces them to grow, instead of doing that deep work that they need to get done, they self-sabotage, they abandon a good man, and they go to someone else who's even lesser, who's going to put up with their BS because they don't want to change. If they wanted to, they would. Women used to have to be better for a man to even keep them in the same house. And guess what? They're not so quick to leave. Why? Because they didn't have this. And it's not so easy to meet somebody else that has high value. So women used to be better because of this. Women have so many mental issues, mental illnesses today, all this stuff, because of this. Because they have opportunities that force them to grow, and they don't take them. Because they can just further manipulate a man with this so they can get closer to someone else and some other guy can deal with all my stuff and I can use him for my own self-relief because I'm miserable. And they go to man to man to man to man to man. One day they might learn. One day they might learn. Through all the men that women use was a father who has failed. Or a mother. Or both. That is why I don't want to see any of you guys, including myself, dating anyone's undiagnosed daughter. Because we get shit on. We lose. They win, we lose. I shouldn't say they win because they don't. But they did get stuff from us. They did get our love. They did get our attention. They did get free meals, free everything, free fun. taken to museums, amusement parks, water parks, trips, everything else, yeah, they got it from us. So they kind of did win. And we invested into a black hole that sucked it all up and just left. Because they're greedy. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to be a good woman. They just want to use. It's their benefit. They just want everything to be their way. And they don't want to bring any value. They complain about it. They complain about bringing you value. Some of these women are treacherous, bro. Some of these women are straight up evil. They've been told, don't do nothing for a man. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't cook for a man. Do not clean for a man. Do not do that. No, no, no. Don't do that. But what are men told? Buy her dinner. Buy her the dates. Do this for her. Do that for her. Never ask her to pay for anything. No, you do it all. But for them, you're just a queen. You just deserve the world. Narcissism. As far as I'm concerned, women of the past have come into a man's life, submitted, got major benefits from this man, and also took care of their men by doing stuff around the home, by having children, by raising the children, by taking care of the home. Women go to work, men go to work and do much harder work than women do. And it's so rigged today, it's not even funny. So with this information, we have to adjust. And we have adjusted. We have to adjust. We have to do what's best for us. Whatever situations we get ourselves involved in, we have to tell ourselves, you know what, we're doing this and it's all right if something goes wrong. It's all good. We just have to not overinvest in someone who could just leave so easily one day. Because things started to get tough. And you know what? A relationship is going to get tough. There's going to be indifferences. Once that dopamine wears off, y'all's going to start to butt heads. But you would butt heads a lot less with a woman who knows her role and who knows that she has to bring some value to the table as well. So, women wonder why men only want sexual access today. And it's because, for the most part, that's all women have that men want. Like, most of you don't offer anything else that's even remotely good. And women are using men for dinner dates. Women are using men for sex as well. Women are using men for trips and vacations. Women use that guy for maintenance. Women use that guy for this. Women use that guy for that, because every guy has a specialty. And to women, oh, that's all he's good for. All he's good for is to take me on a vacation. Oh, that guy, all he's good is for sex. He doesn't have the money, but I can use him for that. And oh, I can use that guy for that thing. You guys think women aren't doing this? Women do this 100 times worse than men ever will or men ever could. You guys just can't be the dummy who's getting used. And I'm not saying use women, but women wonder why so many men just want to use them for sexual access today. That's because most of y'all don't bring nothing else to the table. Y'all don't make good girlfriends. Y'all don't make good wives. A lot of you, we can't even stand to be around you for a full 24-hour period. I'm just being honest. I'm not saying all women, but look at what's out there today, bro. Look at what is out there today. Is it special? Is it so good out there? Is there all these great women out there? No. Even if you're a great man, there's still, bro, it's slim pickings, bro. No matter who you are, it is slim pickings. And this is why so many men today are left without a wife, without kids, without family, and have next to nothing besides themselves. Because of how insane society has become today and how selfish and narcissistic women have become. it's really like this, bro. And it's really this bad. And I'm not saying you can't land on a good woman because you can. Just be patient. Be patient and just, all you can do is have hope that one day it's going to happen. And just continue to be who you are. And stay away from women that want to use you for some stuff. Because a lot of them are. And a lot of them are super manipulative. A lot of them come off and pretend they're so loving and caring and all this stuff. And they're going to be your wife one day and all this stuff. She just used you for a short period of time. And then it's over. And back to the streets she goes. The 304 that she is. And they don't want to be labeled this. They don't want to be called this. But reality is, you are that. Because that's what your actions show that you are. They just don't want the label. But it's who they are and it's what they're doing. And these types of women make terrible women. They're not even women. I shouldn't even call them a woman. They're a narcissistic parasite labeled a female. They ain't no real woman. But anyways, guys, that is the video for this evening. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, the same username as here on YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe to this channel. God willing, God bless. We'll see y'all at the top.